Mackie Motors pregame show continuing right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCM. Let's talk Carroll Tiger football. Joining us right now is head coach Craig Rowetter. Coach, appreciate you joining us here tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you having us.
You bet. Coach, you guys coming into this one 3-1 right now overall, Boyden Hall Rock Valley at 2-2. Good test, I think, for both of you guys kind of to find out maybe where you're at as the district season gets underway.
Yeah, we're kind of, you know, we're finding ourselves in the same situation as we were a year ago. Got through the non-district schedule at 3-1 and had some younger guys in the lineup and kind of getting our feet underneath us and getting ready for district play. And Boyden Hall Rock Valley, they're coming off a state runner-up finish in Class 3A. They did graduate, you know, some guys, but they also bring back some, and they look pretty much the same on film. I was hoping maybe they'd look a little smaller, but they don't. So we'll see what we can do.
And Coach, we've talked a little bit. This district with MOC Flood Valley, especially losing last week, I know it was non-district, but this district really seems wide open. So kind of protecting the home field going to be huge.
Yeah, it's nice to, you know, be home again back-to-back weeks and not having that three-hour road trip up to Rock Valley like last year. And yeah, the district's going to kind of be a, you know, I told the kids on Monday in film that's going to look like a rock fight. I think everybody's going to be trading blows and, you know, see where we end up. But, you know, Sergeant Bluff is kind of, I think, surprising people in the opposite direction, sitting 0-4 right now. But I know they have an all-state quarterback that's coming back this week. So I think that's going to make a big difference for them. And we knew MOC would be tough with the junior heavy lineup last year. And same thing for Sioux Center and obviously Boyden Hall.
Coach, has anything surprised you guys about this team this year, or what maybe has exceeded expectations about the way this, especially the young group up front, has performed?
Yeah, you know, you're never really 100% sure what you're going to get, especially early on. You know, I thought maybe week one we maybe surpassed expectations a little bit, and then week two we came back to and then underperformed there. So we kind of swapped those 2 weeks, in my opinion. But they've grown, you know, especially, and not only just the sophomore class, but even the older guys who haven't had a lot of varsity experience until this year. I mean, we did bring some guys back, like, you know, Colton Wieland up front. He's got a lot of time last year. And, you know, Peyton Wardell and Jack White played some defense and, you know, Hammer on offense. So there's guys in and out there, Cooper Ludwig. But it's been nice to see him kind of grow, especially, and even the older guys, just in different aspects of their new roles this year.
You guys have been able to get the running game established, so you probably anticipate that Boyden Hall Rock Valley going to try to take that away from you guys tonight. How do you get the run game going? Where can you attack them on defense?
Yeah, we're gonna see probably 10 guys within 4 yards of the line of scrimmage. They're definitely confident in their defense, as they should be. They've been really good defensively for a number of years, and they're definitely as aggressive as I think we are on defense. They might even be a notch more aggressive than that. They're going to come from all angles. They'll blitz up the middle quite a bit. So we're kind of hoping with a double tight set with eight gaps to account for, hopefully we can, you know, catch them in a blitz. You know, it's kind of boom or bust. If they're going to guess right, and we know that at some point during the game, they'll guess right and hit us, you know, for a loss probably. But we got to take advantage when they guess wrong, and we can crease them and then get going in the open field. You know, they do have some speed, but I'm still confident in our speed that we have on offense too.
Coach, you guys haven't had to throw the ball much because of the success of the ground game, but when you've thrown, you've been able to strike for some big plays. With them blitzing, can you take advantage of that in the pass game and maybe start to hurt them and drop a few guys out of the box?
Yeah, I mean, and we're going to have to be able to do that. I mean, we're not that naive that we're going to be able to, like, I hope we are, to line up and toe-to-toe and, you know, just run it the whole night and things will go smooth. But, no, we're going to have to win some of those one-on-one matchups on the outside and then hopefully maybe make them keep a safety, you know, back to help protect in the pass game instead of being run support right off the bat. But and I think, you know, we worked on that this week, just different looks that we might see and reads for Jack, just to put him in a better spot, you know, throughout the game with the different looks by what formations we come out in. And so, the you know, I'm counting on having to probably utilize the pass game a little bit more, but I'll be happy to be wrong if we don't have to go that route.
Coach, if you do have to throw with the way they blitz, will you guys look to move him out of the pocket a little bit or keep the pocket moving?
Honestly, it kind of comes down to what formation that we're going to be in, from what I've seen on film. It's kind of nice. They're non-district opponents, but uniquely matched up to kind of what we do on offense in different aspects. You know, they played Central Lyon, George Little Rock, who they'll just line up in a double tight set and smash it at you. So it's kind of nice to see what they might try to do to us based off of that film. And, you know, then they faced Algona last week, who was still used a tight end, but basically went spread the whole time. So, you know, depending on what kind of formation we're in and what look we get, we're going to use, you know, some pocket stuff, but then, yeah, we'll try to utilize Jack's athleticism and get him out in the out of the pocket if needed.
Coach, you mentioned their all-state quarterback coming back. How will that change, you think, their offense from what you've seen of them on film for the first four games?
Well, the quarterback was Sergeant Bluffs.
Okay.
I think that they'll get, you know, they get him back. But Boyden Hole has a new quarterback this year, and he's been – they didn't use him early, as much, I should say, early. They kind of went from a wildcat look, which they did last year too. They motioned guys all over the place. Luckily, the Van Kekkeriks kid is at the University of Iowa now and not back in their backfield, so that that helps us a little bit. But lately, they have put number 10 back there, the Van Otterloo kid, and he has decent – he's 6'3". You know, it seems like all those Northwest Iowa guys are north of 6 foot, unlike myself.
Yeah.
So they throw the ball pretty well, and I think they'll try the same thing that we are. They know we're going to try taking away the run for them, and so I think they're going to probably have to take their shots and try to, you know, to loosen up our guys from crowding the box too much. I think they'll probably try their one-on-one matchups as well.
How do you feel like your secondary matches up?
Yeah, we worked, you know, that was the one. It's always nice when you win 63-14 or something, but then you're mad at a couple coverage busts. So it keeps you in check, and we addressed that this week in practice, and we've done a nice job, I think, you know, with the scout team again this week, working on their route concepts and what they do. So I think our secondary is going to be in better position this week, and the guys up front, well, their job stopping the run, and we can't be peeking in the backfield. We have to worry about the pass in the secondary.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up in the game. I look forward to catching up with you after the game for the scoreboard show and also Saturday morning for the MC Country Cafe Coaching Show. Best of luck. We'll see you later on this evening.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it. Go Tigers.
You bet. Head Coach Craig Rowetter again with the Carroll Tigers. I'm going to step away. We'll be back with more of the Mackey Motors pregame. Nate Wall, Mason Nealon, they'll have the call for you here on KCIM.